Laughter cackles like a scream. Music and dancing break the hidden sway. The tide is rising, a flood is kept away. I watch from a safe distance. You curtsy to your beloved rhythm. I bow out and say nothing of it. The meandering of your life bores me, it does not please. Your sparkling dress does not delight my eyes. Perfect notes do nothing for. Your noises do not delight my ears. What good to me is your ever-perfect pitch? Water's teeth approach from beneath. I do not wish it was you I was, carelessly, dancing with. Music and your dancing breaks and sways. Your laughter cackles like a scream or a quiet stream, a haunted wind chime. Flowing upon the deep strength of cold, biting, icy winds, you screech with pleasure. In twirling form, eyes lit, a glint like steel blades, or the sight of a rifle against the hedonic delight of the Etruscan sun. Darling, your delightful looks and ever-evolving borrowed worldview do nothing for my inner peace, and I am not native to your happiness sprees. Water's teeth approach, they seek not to please. Music and dancing break our way. The solemn notes of your life frankly bore. You sway and dance with cat-like grace. You ghost about and float above the floor. The delightful melody that is you deeply offends as you gracefully seek a tad attention for you, of course, and riches and luxuries for you and your court, and wander about seeking out any other than me to please. I do not tell you of what's hidden below murky waters just out to sea. You smile and tell us of us ordinary folk. You are certain to keep a few close at heart. You gleefully grin and tell us how you condescend and keep your feet grounded upon the air above the dance. The floor is flooded. Perhaps you'd know if you dared touch it. Music and dancing. I break away. I do not want to meander and pointlessly sway. And the music does nothing for my inner peace, and the waves are just a bit too close for little old me. I watch you from a distance, as is proper, yet you curtsy and meander to gain society's medals proudly to hang upon your well-ironed blouse and dark blue ribbons for your hair. I leave you to it, and it is truth that you're quite superficially good at it. All continues as water's teeth near, white glistening, primal and bare, but my soul is not native to the notes which you aimlessly play. And you don't for a moment stop to think before you ruthlessly sway and endlessly bray about all the delightful things you've done as you've strayed, and of your acclaims ever wisely won. And you cannot for a minute, nor for a second, believe that it is not you I endlessly seek to please. I hide my silent grimace and look away as at a distance something seeks you from your beloved seven seas.